From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Though classes have transitioned to virtual instruction, the student farm at Fresno State University continues operations while observing social distancing protocols. The university says its agricultural laboratory has maintained a near-normal pace the past month. Students continue to care for livestock and manage orchards, vineyards, and vegetable crops on campus. The farm market at Fresno State also remains open. While the COVID-19 pandemic hasn't slowed international enthusiasm for U.S. pork and beef, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, it has altered their buying behavior and changed the way the U.S. meat industry communicates with consumers. With people spending more time at home and cooking and eating much more frequently at home, the USMEF is using support from the National Pork Board and the Beef Checkoff Program to raise the profile of U.S. pork and beef on social media and in online promotional and educational platforms. Well, by the usual metrics for farm lending, things look good, according to a press briefing from Farm Credit CEOs. Agriculture.com reports their borrowers have operating loans for the 2020 growing season, and lenders themselves remain well capitalized, and borrower loan delinquencies are low. Still, the global pandemic is hitting home, crashing grain prices that have trended downward for the past 5 years, and disrupting processing and supply chains with devastating effects for dairy, hog farms, and cattle feedlots. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.